Hello, I'm Kirsten Innes, and this is a fragment from Horror Story, which was the story I was commissioned by the Edinburgh International Book Festival to write for the Elsewhere Stories project, which was very nice of them. Horror Story. The hotel felt like a place where bad things had happened, she'd decided. Something chilling about the uniformity of its two long Soviet functional corridors, their flickering lights. She'd pulled the shower curtain back sharply on the bath in the first room they were assigned, having seen vague dark shapes piled behind the damp spotted opaque. Bodies, she'd thought. Severed limbs, maybe. It is only moss, her roommate had said, bending over and poking the dirty khaki growth covering half of the enamel. It was the first time she'd spoken, although they'd come up in the elevator from the foyer together. Claire hadn't actually realised she could speak English. They'd stood together in the bathroom's damp air, eyeing each other. Vasvij's head was shaved all over, dark fuzz prickling out. All week she'd worn the same green velour tracksuit top, its piles sticking out from her skin at the same angle as her hair, like a wolf on the defensive. She kept a sharp, feral smell zipped into it. Underneath, Claire had seen it out of it twice now, and they'd been sharing a room for 4 days. She wore the free T-shirt handed out by the conference organisers, a T-shirt they designed for men in clashing colours, that big, ugly logo screened cheaply over her wide, flat chest. Her eyes were massive, too, startlingly pale in her head, and there was something strange clouding them. Impossible that they were the same age. She just didn't look like people Claire knew at home. Well, we'll need to ask for another room, Claire had said, in the bathroom on the first day. We can't wash in that. It's not hygienic. Vasvija had grunted, picked her frayed boy's backpack up off the bed she'd marked as hard and plodded out into the corridor. The curtains were drawn in the second room, which seemed to be fizzing with static as the light went on. The manager flicked his head at the window and said something fast. Goran translated, anxiously. He says there is a... There will be much noise. There will be men working outside. Because you are female, you will need to keep the curtains closed. Building site, said Vasvija. There is a building site. All three of them looked at Claire. Okay, she said. She tried to smile at the manager, put her thumbs up. He just wheeled off back towards the lifts. Goran looked even more worried. You will be at lunch in an hour. He ran after the manager. The door slammed, shutting Claire and Vasvija in together. The hair on Claire's arms prickled in the static. I just felt we couldn't wash in there, she said. In my country, it's okay to complain if you don't like the room. Sorry. I'm sorry. Vasvija flopped down on the bed. Okay, she said, and put her thumbs up, before turning her back and curling herself into the wall. Very, very, very exciting for me to have an actual book festival author's pass around my neck for the first time ever, because I've been coming to the book festival since I was 5. And my mum likes to tell the story of how she dressed me up in some sort of frilly sailor monstrosity, and P.D. James picked me out of the crowd to help her cut open the ribbon at one of them to open the book festival. So she's very, very proud that I'm here. I think the book festival's a wonderful thing. I've kind of grown up with it. I just love the atmosphere.